Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Root and Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us. So our mission statement says it best. The Garland County Library connects you to materials, information, and services that promote learning and enjoyment for all ages. We are your connection point to the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. But what is much more?
Much more is some new stuff that we have coming up at the library.
That's exactly right. Much more is all the movies we offer and books we have, programs for kids and teens, free services like delivery, online resources and education, and all of the things coming up starting like now.
Now, and speaking of delivery, we do some stops for, you know, the village and out west, but we made it even easier with installing our new book lockers.
That's right. The remote lockers are coming soon. Well, technically, they already exist.
You can see one on the side of the library.
You can see one on the side of the library. That's right. Even if you're driving by on Malvern, if you look over the drab little machine, it's going to look so pretty, though, whenever it's time to use.
Right now, it's gray, but we're going to dress it up.
That's exactly right. So what are remote lockers, first of all?
Well, remote lockers are freestanding library lockers around the community that we can load with the patron's available holds. Patrons can visit the remote locker at their convenience, scan their library barcode, and a locker with their materials will open, automatically checking out the requested items. We will be installing 4 remote lockers around town, and they're already there, but they're not quite functional.
That's right. We're still working on them.
One is outside the library for after-hours book retrieval. One is at the Hot Springs Family YMCA. One is outside the library at National Park College, and one is outside the Sunshine Store located at 3719 Sunshine Road in Royal. Remote lockers are a work in progress. So we're hoping, right now they are kind of working, but we're hoping early fall is what we've set a date for.
Yeah, I'm hoping like September. You know, September is going to be a really big month for the library anyways. It's library card sign-up month. It's Banned Books Week is in there. We're going to be doing several celebrations throughout the month, including Show Me Your Library Card, which, stay tuned, we'll talk about that more in a future episode.
But even then, so for now we have delivery, and you can sign up for delivery, or at your convenience you can go to a remote locker. But if you're on one of those delivery routes, we have a brand new, spanking new bookmobile coming very soon.
Hopefully.
We've been waiting for parts like everyone else in the country, but we have been assured that hopefully sometime in the late fall, the bookmobile will be on its way. But what is that? So we've seen the transit with the wraparound. Is the bookmobile different?
Yeah. Do you like remember like proper bookmobiles? Like, I remember we had one a long time ago in Hot Springs. You know, I grew up here.
Oh.
And, you know, so I remember the bookmobile. Like, it was kind of like a camper that you could get on, and it was stocked with books.
I just always pictured a truck.
Yeah, just a big truck.
Just a truck, and you just
like
the tailgate down.
So the bookmobile we're getting is going to be really nice. It's going to have, like, a awning thing that comes out, and then a screen so we can set up at, like, the farmer's market and do gaming and stuff like that with kids. You're going to be able to get in it. It's going to be air-conditioned.
Is it going to be like those food trucks, like, you know, you see where it opens up on the side?
Kind of, yeah, actually. Except I think that's going to be the screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it'll have the canopy open, you know. But then, like, the seats that the staff sit in, like, turn all the way around into a desk.
Ooh, full bucket seats.
Oh,
this is the
man.
RoboCop of library bookmobiles.
So I think that we were supposed to be getting it early fall of this year, but, you know, like, manufacturing and parts and everything has been delayed. So we're hoping to get it and have it functional by next spring.
And that's going to be awesome. Right now, we still do delivery, but we're going to be even fancier, hopefully, next spring.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, definitely coming, but we don't know. All of these are, like, estimated times, or, you know, estimates.
Estimates, ETAs.
So let's see. We've talked about the remote lockers.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the bookmobile.
Mm-hmm.
What other big changes do we have? We have...
Well, in the same vein there... Uh-huh. You know, since we're growing, we're delivering to larger spaces, but we're even growing the library itself with regionalization with Saline County Library.
That's exactly right.
And that's going to be huge. So right now, your friendly neighborhood Garland County Library serves the entire population of Garland County, which is around 100,000, and we share half of the village with Saline County already.
Yeah.
In a reciprocal agreement with library cards. Mm-hmm. But it's about to be one system and that much more services.
Yeah, I'm excited about this because we're one of the few libraries in the state that's not part of a regional system.
Mm-hmm. We've been going at it alone for too long.
Yeah, and we don't even have any branches, so we're a single-site library. So if we regionalize with Saline, then right now we're talking about keeping our own separate identities mm-hmm. and operating under like one umbrella administration. So really the changes wouldn't be apparent to patrons, I don't think hardly at all.
The only changes that might be apparent are all beneficial. So
yeah.
That means our digital collection is going to grow double.
Speaking of, ADLC just hit 100,000 items.
Oh, wow.
So you can now borrow the selection of items just available on one library service is 100,000 titles.
That means
that's
everybody
free.
In this county could check out a book
yes.
and be covered.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But Celine, I'm excited about that because I being in the marketing department, I really like their marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a very comparable, like, social media presence. We've always bounced off of each other and tagged each other and stuff. And I'm really excited to be able to work with that team.
Yeah, and just so, you know, you out there listening to us, don't worry, your friendly staff is still going to be here. So when
yes.
you walk into Garland County, it's still going to be the same faces that you know and love and like to talk to, hopefully. And then the same way with Saline County. The only difference is that we actually get to use each other's resources to help you more.
Yeah. So I feel like that's like the biggest change coming, even though mm-hmm. it's really not going to be felt all the way down to our patrons.
And it's not 100% yet, but it's going in that direction.
There are two other changes that will be felt by our patrons.
Oh.
The first one I want to talk about is the community garden.
I can't wait.
Which is in progress. We have beautiful blueprints for this community garden. So do you know that dead space? So here, let me see. I've already written it so well here.
Paint a picture for me.
You know the big, ugly patch of broken asphalt and weeds between the library's upper parking deck and the Rick Center?
Oh, yeah, that okay. waste of space.
Yeah, just that nasty piece of, you know, trash collection area. So that whole area is going to be transformed into a garden with native flowers, native fruits and vegetables. We're going to have raised gardening beds that will be available for patrons to check out, a small grassy amphitheater that will host library events. And this huge project is in its earliest stages, so we're going to be announcing more. We're going to be doing some fundraising opportunities. You're going to be able to buy a brick with your name on it.
I have a couple of ideas for bricks already.
I can't wait, right? Right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be so fun. So we're hoping to break ground on that soon. It's going to take a lot of work, especially clearing the area of some of the, you know, that big ugly asphalt that's up there. And I'm really excited for this.
I am too. You know, we have this library building that we're in right now was built in 1995. Basically, what you see now was what was there in 1995, 30 years ago.
Pretty much.
But with this garden, what we've seen, it's going to be beautiful. We're going to have fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talked about the amphitheater for library programs, but that's probably also going to be opened up for the community itself
oh, yeah.
if they want to rent it.
There's going to be a green space for just library programming or picnics. Or
a walkway.
You know, and then we're going to have, there's going to be an asphalt patch there for a hookup for a food truck. And
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too.
And plus, you talked about the bricks, but there's going to be other chances for you to sponsor this. So there's going to be sponsorship levels like benches.
Like you could pay for a bench or, yeah, get your name put on a, yeah. get your loved one to donate a, you know, sunshade for the garden.
And your name will be on it for the entirety of that garden up there. So it's one of the few things that I think people can really get excited about around town, that their name is going to be there. They can take their loved ones on a walk or a picnic and actually point to something that they sponsored and help the library grow.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
Now, what if you're not an outdoorsy person? You don't really like being outside. I have something for you, too.
Where would I go? Is there an inside there?
Yes, it's called the library. Except,
it's like an internet
except,
you can walk into.
It's like an internet you can walk into, exactly. The cool thing that's coming up with our library is a building remodel. This is very new on the books. We've not really discussed this much, but the building that we are currently in, we are going to be able to expand our services, our space, our mm-hmm. offices up. And I really like that. You know, I like the environment and stuff,
yeah.
you know. So, like, we're not building out, which is really cool. We're building pretty much into an existing space.
So if you know where the library is already at 1427 Malvern Avenue,
right.
it's going to be there still.
just bigger.
Yeah.
And bigger on the inside.
It's the TARDIS
right?
of libraries.
Did you get it?
I am excited about the remodel. So right now, you know, like I said, it was built in 1995. And so if you all remember back to 1995, if you're old enough, the internet was brand new. We didn't even know what computers could do back then. So we didn't really have a space for internet or computers or any of the modern advances that libraries had. At the time, we had VHS tapes.
I started working at the library in 2002 when I was in high school. And we had the computers. They had a black screen with the green cursor, the green blinking cursor. And then there was like one internet computer, I think, and it took like 15 minutes to dial up. And people had a 15-minute limit, and it's kind of a joke.
That'd be one page.
Yeah, and I remember the videotape rewinder, you know, like I remember clerking my high school days, just how different things are now.
So now we're modern, we're new age, we're moving up, literally.
And what's funny, okay, so
I cannot wait.
So I've worked, yeah, literally, that's good, I like that, moving up.
Yeah.
So I've worked there so long and I've been in so many different positions. I worked in bookkeeping for a while, so I got to look through my personnel file. And in like 2003, yeah, pretty much, just a bunch of pink papers, no, yellow, pink slips,
yeah,
never mind. So I found we had to do one of the like job review things where like, you know, just fill in, and it was silly. It was not a big deal. So I found mine, and one of my suggestions at the bottom, and I was just joking, was a slide. Like I'd love a slide in here somewhere.
I would love a slide.
And guess what? We might actually get a
slide. And the children's department, from the initial mock-ups, like, you know, like we said, the architects are still working on it. We're still trying
this
to get a
brand
plan.
New.
This is brand new. Nothing's set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, right now we have a children's area and people love it, but it could grow because our children's librarians are the best.
Oh, yeah.
We just got a brand new young adult librarian, Mr. Brett Williams.
He's awesome.
But
there's not really a dedicated teen area.
Right, and teens are in one of those weird things where, you know, the big library is seen as adult side, and then there's a children's department.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing for teens.
Exactly.
So if you're a teen, you feel out of place.
Yeah.
And so this will allow us to get a safe space for them.
Yeah, with gaming and technology.
Their own rooms.
Mm-hmm.
This also benefits the, you know, if you use our meeting rooms right now, there's going to be even more of them, and they're going to be even more customizable.
Yes.
There's going to be a little bit more tech involvement in those rooms. I can't wait for... You know, I'm on the tech services side of the library, so I'm always in the back. I do everything that you can't see.
Yeah.
But the way my workflow is set up right now, it's kind of disjointed, and I cannot wait for a new remodel to just kind of put me and my team together and still stay out of the way, but a little bit more efficient. And that goes with almost every department. CERC is going to be a little bit different. Right now, whenever you walk in, you have to walk, I think, like 50 feet to the CERC desk.
Right.
Which is weird. And so if you're asking where the bathroom is, we're going to tell you to turn right around.
Go back out the door she came in.
Yeah. And then turn right. And so this is going to change up where you CERC, and that's circulation for all the non-library peeps.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to change out how we CERC, you know, how we reference, where our computer and internet desks are. It's going to be amazing. But it's still a little bit of ways away. Regionalization is going to happen, if it does, on January 1st. And so we have a little under 4 months as of today to, you know, really make all these changes and make a smooth transition. The remodel, we're hoping, can start sometime next fall or winter and be ready sometime 2024.
So with all these big changes we've got coming up, the biggest struggle for me as the marketing manager is just like figuring out timelines and when to like really start like talking about stuff. But I've figured out that everything's just kind of looming up in the air and things are just going to start falling out. So we just need to just like hear it all is.
Yeah.
Just lay it all out. This is what's coming up. But people who really want to keep up and to stay informed, you know, they could follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're Instagram, Twitter. We have a pretty active YouTube page now with all of our adult virtual programs going on there. And then if you visit gclibrary.com/news, we're trying to put up a news feature every week, some kind of press release or another piece of information that's important enough to exist elsewhere besides just social media, you know, that fleeting platform. Or you can just visit us in person at 1427 Malvern Avenue. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 623-4161. email us, gcl@gclibrary.com. Literally, you can reach out to us so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And somebody's there. You could go to our website and a chat box pops up and somebody's going to be there to talk to you.
And, you know, while we're talking about all these new things, just a reminder that this is all under the new leadership and new director, Adam Webb, and this is no raised cost to the taxpayers right now. We're going about it in different ways that it will not affect you.
Yeah.
The only thing that this affects you is beneficial.
Yeah, it's great.
It's new services. It's going to be a new building.
Between,
it's going to
be new spaces. Okay, so imagine between, like, right. the garden area outside and the expanded building, which, I mean, we didn't even touch on, like, a test kitchen
yeah.
or anything like that. Like, that is, I could take my daughter and spend an afternoon, you know, mm-hmm. and it's free.
Yeah, and that's one of the few things that people, I think, they grasp, but they don't really think about, is that the library is one of the few last places on this planet that there's no expectation for you to spend money.
Public libraries and public parks.
Public libraries and public parks.
We're it. We've got great public parks in the city, and yeah, we've got an amazing library.
Mm-hmm. And if there's any way that we can help you, remember, email us at gcl@gclibrary.com. Come and visit us.
You can send complaints to pkagebein@gclibrary.com.
Nice.
Just kidding. What else? What do you want to talk about next week? There's so much.
I know. We literally didn't scratch the surface.
Talked about stuff that's not even really happened yet.
Yeah.
Why don't we start at the beginning next week?
Okay.
And just go back to the basics.
Yeah, we'll give you a little history lesson and
Oh, that's a good idea. We are the oldest yeah. library in the state, you know.
Yeah.
Recognized by the Encyclopedia of Arkansas. Thank you.
Give us a little history. We can, you know, talk about what's going on right now that they can see and use.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing this for a few weeks.
That's right.
Anyway, so this is our maiden voyage.
If you want to hear more, tune in every Thursday morning to hear Checked Out on the radio, KUHS, yeah. KUHSradio.org, or 102.5 FM.
And that's still us. So
it's us.
Yeah.
Rootin' tootin'.
D.B. Cooper. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.